So the today's we will try to connect the chanting of the holy name with being in the holy Dham. The first meditation, I would like you to think of a place that you like the most in the holy Dham. Did every one of you go either to Vrindavan on Mayapur or? For those who did not go, you can maybe choose one of the pictures from this morning that you might be able to remember, that maybe touch you, or and that will be the place where you will go. Now, because it's not easy for everyone to go inside his mind to another place, I will give you some tip for very easy concentration in chanting the holy name, and then we will do the meditation and go to that place, and we will try according how it goes. We do it. If you cannot do it so well, don't worry, and you just stick to this concentration tool. So this concentration tool, I guess, brauchst du Übersetzung? Tushta Krishna, maybe you can sit next to her. And there is something that can be very, very, very helpful to keep our concentration when we chant the holy name. We know that we are supposed to hear. When we do the hearing process, then our mind is conquered when we can hear. So it's difficult to hear 16 rounds. It's very difficult to hear 4 rounds. What to say about 1 round? So what we will do, we will try to take it very simple and try to hear 1 mantra. And there is a tip, very helpful tip, is to hear the first Hare of the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, and the first Hare of Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It's like taking shelter at Srimati Radharani. Hare is Srimati Radharani. So try the exercise, try to hear just full mantras and try to hear the first Hare. And the second step, use determination. Use sankalpa, like, I really want to try. I really want to hear that mantra. And at the next mantra, okay, this mantra, I will really try. Put some increase some determination. And the third step, when you are trying to do that, neglect the mind. Whatever the mind comes to tell you or to take you here or there, just don't pay any attention and come back to hear one mantra. And even when we do that meditation, that I bring you to this place, your favorite place, and there you can practice this hearing one mantra, this chanting, this attentive chanting, attentive hearing, but at this place. So now we will do just a short meditation to bring you to that place. I will make some peacocks and Vrindavan birds in the background music. I will burn some incense, which is cow dung incense, that reminds us also of Vrindavan, because they cook with cow dung, so we always get this smell in Vrindavan. And the idea is to be sitting in that place we like and to just chant and try to have really attentive chanting there, at that place. So please close your eyes and do a few deep breathing. Now we will chant 2 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in one voice, all together. And while chanting them, we will deeply pray to the Lord, to the mantra, to be able to live our bodily conception of life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now in your mind, go to your favorite place in the Holy Dham. Look a little bit around you. When you are there, what is the environment that is surrounding you? Observe all the details of what is around you. Then offer your most humble obeisances to that place and pray that you will be able to give pleasure to your Lord through the chanting of japa. If there are trees around you, embrace them and beg for their blessings. Then sit comfortably and notice around you the sound of the birds, the smell of the holy dham. It is late afternoon. The sun is slowly setting. This is the time when Krishna comes back from the pasturing ground. Maybe we will see him today, passing by. Let's hope. Being firmly established in this holy environment, we start chanting the holy name.